drop the ball. So as you can see, this is not our usual theoretical physics talk. And somehow you all got, I guess we, our publicity was really good, or the title was great, or Bill's fame was outstanding, or all of you have heard from friends who have heard about Bill's talk that it was spectacular. Whatever it is, we had to turn away hundreds of people. All of you have had problems getting in. A word from the staff. When you, in the future, when you sign up for one of our incredible talks, and you get a, you get an email of confirmation, bring it with you. That'll speed things up and make everyone's life easier. So our speaker today, as you can tell, is an experimental. And in fact, this talk would be quite unusual in the sense that there will actually be experiments which you all, or many of you, will be part of. Should be fascinating. It deals with, as Bill says, the coolest stuff in the universe. And Bill is one of the great figures in this field, which has gone in a period of 20 years from being a very small, low-key occupation of a few select extraordinary experimentalists to being the center of some of the most exciting experimental and theoretical physics that's going on now. In fact, we're lucky to have Bill here because we have a program on this topic of the physics made possible by cold atoms, a field where Bill was a pioneer in developing methods that allowed one to cool atoms to the, as he will describe here, extraordinarily low temperatures that are now achieved. And in the last 10 to 15 years, starting to do unbelievable things with it. The program that's going on now at the KSTP is called Beyond Standard Optical Lattices, which means that the theorists and the experimenters who do the experiments are thinking of new ways of going beyond what was made possible by the work of Bill and his collaborators. And you'll hear a bit about that, and that's what's going on in the program and right now in a very exciting conference, which is discussing some of the newest advances, both of techniques and theoretical ideas, to both understand what experimenters can do, should do, and predict what they will find. It is quite a remarkable development, one which has been very strong here at the KSTP. We got into this early on before it was as popular. In fact, we're proud of having some, making some contribution to the growing development of this field, especially into the connection between what used to be called atomic physics, used to be called condensed matter physics, which are now merging into, I don't know what the name for it yet, but it's sort of analog body theory. It's a very interesting field where experimenters can, with incredible techniques, beyond anything one could have imagined 20 years ago, effectively design systems of millions of atoms in the laboratory and make them do what theorists imagine that they might do, check it out, and one imagines in the near future be able to design or construct or discover new forms of matter in this artificial sense that viewers haven't even dreamed of yet. In any case, it's very exciting. And Bill is just the person to describe this because he is one of the pioneers of this field. He got into atomic physics early on in his graduate career after an undergraduate education at
Juniata
College in central Pennsylvania, where he fell in love with physics and went on to MIT, where he worked and started his work in atomic physics, which at that time, you know, was mostly testing things that he knew were true, but were extremely high precision, or measuring physical constants with extremely high precision. But the field was just beginning to take off with new ideas and new techniques. And Bill went from MIT to the National Bureau of Standards, which is now called the National Institute for Science and Standards and Technology. He's now also a professor at the University of Maryland, but which was one of the places that this effort began. And there is where he did his work on cooling, producing the coolest stuff in the universe, as you will hear, work that led to the Nobel Prize in 1997 with Steve Chu, who, as you know, is now Secretary of Energy, and Claude Bonvenuti, who's at the Cold Nobel Prize. What they did was figure out how to cool atoms to extraordinary low temperatures, as Bill will explain, using lasers. And that really, those techniques were the foundation of this whole development for the last 20 years. It made possible to produce and trap and manipulate these cold atoms to do unbelievable things. But it started with Bill and Steve and Cook. So we are very happy that we persuaded Bill to participate, at not just as a typical experimentalist who comes to our conference for a day or two and talks about their marvelous results, but Bill is actually here for a whole month. And not only that, he's one of the organizers of the program and of the conference. And so in recognition of the fact that he, an experimentalist, would do all this for the Harvard Institute for Theoretical Physics, I'm proud to present Bill with a union card of the International Brotherhood of Theorists, Local 137, whose motto is Cogito Ergo Sum. It states that William Phillips is a member in good standing of the KITP chapter, and it is valid to infinity. I have signed it as president of the chapter, and Marty Einhorn as shop steward. Bill,
thank you very much.
And we will waive the dues.
You don't know how much this means to me, because so many of my colleagues constantly say, but you don't have a theorist union card, and now I do. And so that's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Bill.